In the tug of war over the proposed social safety net spending bill, progressive Democrats may have loosened the grip on their end of the rope in meetings with President Biden. Congressman Ro Khanna, a Democrat from California who is a member of the Progressive Caucus, is here. And Congressman, apparently the clean electricity program, $150 billion to move to clean energy, is gone. So is a carbon tax to reduce greenhouse gases, no free community college, a pared-back child tax credit, reduced paid family leave, 4 weeks instead of 12. Congressman Khanna, did progressives cave?
Robin, no. Let me talk about all the good things that are in the bill. Universal child care. First time ever, every American kid is going to go to a preschool. Vision, dental, hearing for seniors. Still bold climate investments. And some of the details are still being negotiated. Now, I'm going to be candid. Progressives wanted more, but we still see this bill as transformational and something we can build on.
Well, and some would say, especially when it comes to the clean electricity program, again, the centerpiece of the climate plan and this idea of no carbon tax to reduce greenhouse gases, this is the last chance Democrats have to really mount a fight against climate change. Emissions have to be reduced in 10 years. You'd have to ramp up now with everything that was in that plan to achieve that. Why isn't that a big loss?
Robin, well, that hasn't been finalized yet. We had a very candid discussion with the president yesterday, and we said we have to have a plan that meets his goal of reducing climate emissions by 50% by 2030. We need to give him that to take to Glasgow. And so there are alternatives that we are currently working on. In fact, the Progressive Caucus is meeting today. If we aren't going to have the clean energy program, can we have block grants to states? But we will be presenting alternatives. But what is not negotiable is that we have to hit the 2030 reduction by 50%.
Well, the price tag, and again, this is for the spending plan. This is not the infrastructure bill. This is the spending plan. And the price tag is reportedly $1.9 trillion. Now, as you know, Senator Manchin wanted 1.5. Senator Sanders wanted 3.5. So did you in the Progressive Caucus. Doesn't this mean that Manchin, who's supporting his voters in a coal state, working in a dying industry, but he won?
No, Robert, first of all, Senator Manchin initially was at zero. He didn't want the reconciliation bill. Now, again, the progressives wanted to do this for many years. We wanted it to be robust. But even the New Deal, as the president pointed out, started out with programs that we were able to build on. And the principles are all there. And progressives are confident once these programs are in place, we will be able to build on them, just like we did with Social Security or Medicare.
Is there also thinking that even though you had to pare back, let's say, the child tax credit, that by keeping that or paid family leave in place in some form, maybe down the road, you could lengthen it because people like these plans?
Yes, Robin. And the paid family leave, we're still negotiating. I mean, 4 weeks is not enough. Anyone who has knows someone who's been pregnant knows that 4 weeks is absolutely not sufficient, especially for a mother. So we are pushing to lessen the years and expand that. But in general, the point is that we're finally, as a society, saying we're going to have paid family leave. We're finally saying that we're going to have a child allowance. And once we do that, we can build upon that in the years to come.
Do you think that there's been enough compromise here to bring the moderate senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrats, on board?
I would hope so. I mean, the president is really going out of his way to accommodate them. He thinks that this can bring them on board. The point, though, that we still need to negotiate are the climate provisions. We can't have the end of the climate energy program and not have a robust alternative to hit the president's goals. And I expect this week there will be ongoing conversations with the progressives and the senators to make sure that there are robust climate provisions in whatever the compromise is.
And what might some of those be, given that a carbon tax is out?
Well, I had mentioned one possibility that you could have the states get block grants to do incentives. And so that would give certain states that want to be very aggressive on climate goals the opportunity to do that. And it may not put states such as West Virginia in a position where they have to do that. That's just one possibility. There are other possibilities in terms of incentives and grants that are tied to emission standards. And we're talking to the experts actually this afternoon to say what are the alternatives to the clean energy program, and that we're going to present them to the White House and to share them with the senators.
That's Congressman Ro Khanna, Democrat from California, member of the Progressive Caucus, on what is reportedly new thinking about the spending plan. Congressman Khanna, thank you.
Thank you.